The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
The Russian hacking threat.
Yes, this is interesting because it's a warning, essentially, from one of Britain's intelligence agencies, GCHQ, sometimes called the Spy Listening Centre. They've called an emergency meeting, apparently, with senior politicians, an inside source. I mean, it would have to be a mystery inside source because we are talking about spies, after all. Anyway, this inside source says one of their priorities is to stop foreign hackers interfering in the British democratic system. Given that Germany has already accused Russia of trying to influence the results in federal elections, and, of course, the CIA pointed to Russian hacking to secure Donald Trump the presidency, at least that was an allegation. But interestingly, actually, one thing that might save our democracy here is that we still use the basic pencil on paper system, which is difficult to manipulate and impossible to hack. So maybe we shouldn't go all newfangled and electronic, which some have been calling for about 20 years.
That's why they put rubbers on the end of pencils.
It takes an awful lot of rubbing out, though, to change an election result, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Now, diverse jobs, tell me about it.
Yeah, this is a report from a policy think tank called the Think Tank Policy Exchange. And they've looked at the ethnic mix, those jobs which are richly multicultural and those jobs which are resolutely not. I wonder how true this is for you guys, or indeed worldwide, but the most ethnically diverse jobs in the UK, so we're talking 60 to 72%, are doctors, nurses, dentists, factory packers and taxi drivers. In fact, a quarter of all minicab drivers in the UK are of Pakistani origin, which is quite something. The least ethnically diverse jobs, we're talking 99% white British, are gardeners, police officers, vets and farmers. I don't know, it is what it is, but maybe the most worrying stat that's come out of this report is that 20% of the entire workforce is of ethnic minority background, but only 7% of all bosses. I don't know if that says something.
Now, councils, local councils, they don't have enough money. It's a worldwide problem in both the UK, obviously, and here as well, and other councils across the globe.
Well, of course, local government's always complaining that federal government is cutting their funding, aren't they? And that's probably true. So here, yeah, certainly, there have been quite some swinging cuts. So councils are thinking of new ways to find sponsors and advertising. So already, for instance, a number of councils across the UK have tried to find sponsors for park wardens, street signs, which is a bit of a moot point, a mayor's car, dog wardens. But Bexley Council in South East London is going further. They're offering enterprising firms the chance to sponsor poo bags as used by owners to de-excrete the streets of Bexley.
Yeah, oh my God.
As the old saying goes, though, where there's muck, there's brass, and there's clearly an awful lot of muck in Bexley in South East London.
There's a bloke that tells a joke in this country that says if you're watching from outer space and you see a gentleman or a lady following a dog and picking up their waste, you'd simply scratch your head and say, well, who's in charge down there?
It's true. It's true, yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. All the best, Adam.